Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 15th, 2024, through Friday, April 19th, 2024. Monday, April 15th, 2024. Online cryptocurrency exchanger pleads guilty to operating unlicensed money transmitting business. David Scortese pleaded guilty to operating an unlicensed money transmitting business. As part of his plea agreement, Scortese agreed to forfeit cryptocurrency, cash, and precious metals worth in excess of $1.3 million at current valuation. According to IRSCI Special Agent in Charge Thomas Fattoruso, while operating an unlicensed money transmitting business, Scortese moved money for his clients with no questions asked. Special Agent in Charge Fattoruso also stated that, without knowing the customer, crypto was bought and sold through his exchange with no regard to whether or not the initial funds were legitimate. The investigation was conducted in coordination with HSI, San Diego's Costa Pacifico Money Laundering Task Force, and HSI Riverside's Island Commercial Enforcement and Financial Interdiction Team. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Moldovan national sentenced to federal prison for operating websites involved in the illicit sale of compromised computer credentials. Sandu Boris Diaconu was sentenced to 42 months in federal prison for conspiracy to commit access device and computer fraud in possession of 15 or more unauthorized devices. According to court documents, Diaconu developed, published online, and conspired with others to manage the operations of the eRoot Marketplace, a series of websites that operated for years and was used to sell access to compromised computers worldwide, including servers belonging to companies and individuals in the United States. The eRoot Marketplace operated across a widely distributed network and took steps to hide the identities of its administrators, buyers, and sellers. Buyers could search for compromised computer credentials on eRoot, such as usernames and passwords that would allow buyers to access remote computers for purposes of stealing private information or manipulating the contents of the remote computer. Buyers could search for credentials by desired criteria such as price, geographic location, internet service provider, and operating system. Based on evidence obtained during the investigation, authorities believe that more than 350,000 credentials were listed for sale on the marketplace. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Silk Road drug trafficker charged with laundering drug proceeds through cryptocurrency. Matthew Gillum was charged with engaging in monetary transactions in property derived from specified unlawful activities. According to court documents, Gillum was convicted in the Eastern District of California in 2014 with a federal drug trafficking offense. Gillum used the Silk Road website to solicit drug orders and receive payment in Bitcoin. After Gillum completed services of this 108-month prison sentence, he allegedly subsequently attempted to launder the drug trafficking proceeds through the legitimate financial system. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Mississippi tax preparer sentenced to prison in false tax return conspiracy. Christopher Randell was sentenced to 79 months in prison for conspiring to prepare and file false tax returns for clients in Jackson, Mississippi, and for preparing false tax returns. According to court documents and evidence presented in court, Randell worked at Sunbelt Tax Services and conspired with others to claim inflated tax refunds for clients by reporting false education credits, itemized deductions in business profits or losses on their clients' tax returns. Over the years, Randell and his co-conspirators prepared thousands of fraudulent returns, causing over $3.5 million in tax loss to the IRS. In addition to his prison sentence, U.S. District Court Judge Daniel P. Jordan II for the Southern District of Mississippi ordered Randell to serve 3 years of supervised release and to pay restitution to the United States in an amount to be determined later by the court. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, April 19, 2024. Two men sentenced for role in $9 million hospice fraud scheme. Gake Ashurimov and Karen Sarkisian were sentenced for their respective roles in a scheme that resulted in stealing over $9 million from Medicare in false and fraudulent claims for hospice services. Ashurimov, the manager and beneficial owner of San Gabriel Hospice and Palliative Care, Inc., San Gabriel, and Broadway Hospice, Inc., was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison and ordered to pay $9,185,211 in restitution. Ashurimov's biller and consultant, Sarkisian, was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison and ordered to pay $3,688,050 in restitution. According to court documents from around January 2018 through May 2021, Ashurimov used his two hospice companies to defraud Medicare of approximately $9 million. During the scheme, Ashurimov concealed his ownership and control over the hospice entities from Medicare, inserted nominee owners, paid kickbacks to patient recruiters, and profited from the scheme. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.